I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. We're going to discuss today the final collapse. Gold probably sees easy $15,000 an ounce, and silver will probably see hundreds of dollars an ounce. And when you see the dynamics, you'll understand why gold is going to go to the heights that it will. I personally think it's even going higher than this, but I'm trying to be conservative. Now, we're going into a commodity super cycle. Gold is going to go to unbelievable levels, and it's due to credit. So I'm going to show you some very specific points why this is the case. We have gone through decades of just printing currency and spending money. That's why the Great Reset is upon us and why they have to do some dramatic change to the global economy. Gold will be seeing new heights here because it's a way to offset the debt and a way to kind of wash all of the inflation and the low values of the currency. So gold going to 15,000 is probably conservative. Now, I think you won't be able to get your hands on it. So I highly recommend going to Cornerstone Asset Metals and get the process started. And stay away from the big gold companies. If they have gold in the name of the company, they charge outrageous premiums, 5-6 times the amount, with fancy stories and numismatics you don't need in this time in history. A lot of these gold companies were nothing more than salespeople ripping away from their company, starting their own company. And now you have so many gold companies out there. They've only been around a few years. One company just went out and took so much of people's life savings away, just disappeared. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that happening. Don't get involved with companies that are only been around a few years. Be very, very careful who you pick. Cornerstone's been around quite some time. It's more boutique. It's more customer oriented and family. But it's important because when gold goes to these levels, and silver goes to these levels, it's really important who you're doing business with that you can trust and have faith and know that they're going to be here, not just for the transaction, but all the way through the process as a relationship, even through the end when all of this is over. Hopefully, we'll have some real good ideas of how to reallocate. But this is it. The time is up. And there's some really great wisdom to it because when you look at what we were in the West, we were all about credit, 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 credit. That's why they get people hooked on credit right into college. They start giving you credit cards. They want you in debt. Number one, it's slave state. So I would highly recommend getting out of debt. But debt is the object of what the Western financial system was all about. And it's not good. So take a look at this one. This is a quote by Ludwig von Mises. There is no means of avoiding the final collapse of a boom brought about by credit expansion. The alternative is only whether the crisis should come sooner as the result of voluntary abandonment of further credit expansion, or later as a final and total catastrophe of the currency system involved. We're seeing that right now. The currency system as we know it is done. We're not only at a 50-year cycle in the United States, but the West in general. It is done. And so what we're doing is blowing off the top. And so, yes, if you want to dance around and play with risk, you will see the stock market probably tick a little bit higher, could even go another 10%. But so will gold and silver. Now, we may even get a decent correction. It's possible. But there, we are going into a commodity super cycle. This is going to last for years and years. And so you need to reshift what your thinking is. And that's why I like the idea of gold and silver, because right now, if we go into gold now and silver now, once we see these types of returns, we can then reallocate. As I say, we're in a forest fire. When we see what trees are standing, we can reallocate back, sell off our profits. If you're involved in big gold companies, that's not going to be that easy because not only do they charge you 5-6 times more than they should, when you go to sell back to them, they charge extraordinary rates to buy it back as well. So you want to stick with a boutique firm like Cornerstone Asset Metals for sure. but it's all about that credit expansion. We have already not only expanded our credit to unbelievable levels, who's going to buy our debt going forward? It's just not there. The people are abandoning. You have even our own ally, Japan, selling $200 billion in treasuries to buy gold. So it's a really big deal. But here's how this is going to happen. What is clear today is that there will be no voluntary abandonment of further credit expansion. They just can't help themselves. I think we should have gone into a different economic system than we did, but they're not going to do it willingly. Instead, we will see a grand finale of money and debt creation. This is going to be where the inflation and hyperinflation comes in. This will neither drown the sorrows of the people nor solve the debt disaster. It can't. That's why. And so what we're going to see instead, we are going to go all in, I guess you can say. No matter who wins the election, we're going all in. We have to. Now, there are things we can do if we slashed half the government, if we really became energy independent, if we started producing products and goods here in America, we can turn it around to some extent. But we are going to feel the pain. We have no choice. So that's why I think gold going to 15,000, it's a very fair estimate. In this, I'm not alone saying this. The Main Street won't tell you that because they don't want you to take money out of their system. When you're in the banks and the stock markets and such, all of that is being collateralized. It's being leveraged. And so because your stocks, your bonds, and your cash in the bank is now legally through the commercial code, U.S. commercial code, titled as collateral to the debt of the financial institution. If and when we get that total collapse, your stuff belongs to the global, I would say, international banking system, just like the Great Depression. They will use that to kickstart the new economy. So because we're not going to abandon this idea of credit expansion, and we're going to go full throttle, there are going to be a handful of things that are going to take place. And here's a list of them. Instead, it's going to lead to debt defaults. We're already seeing that just on we the people's level, auto loans and unbelievable stuff will happen in real estate too. This is just not going to be good. That's why it's very important to be wise with your money. We're going to see currency collapses. That is definitely a must, and why I believe they want to take us to digital ID and digital currency, because they know right now the systems are done. Our fiat way of life is over, especially now that BRICS are moving into a currency unit that is 40% backed by gold. We will be seeing recessions and a depression. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Don't shoot the messenger, but it's coming. We have no choice. So it's important that we plan and strategize, especially for retirees, that you have a decent amount of asset outside the paper world. You don't want your assets and your hard-earned savings and retirement being used as collateral to pay off the debts. And this goes back to 2008 Dodd-Frank, mind you. It's in the law. In the past, it used to be titled ours. So if there was bankruptcies or other issues, it was always considered our stock, our currency. But those laws have changed. And you need to be aware of that, because why would you be all in when it's actually collateral? What you're basically saying to yourself, I don't believe it's going to happen. Are you really sure? When you have the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab saying you're going to have nothing and like it, it's being planned. So we can't stop these things from happening. We can only hopefully manage it, why I believe, without a doubt, the most important person we need leading this country going forward is a business person. And that sounds like Donald Trump to me right now and the people he would have around them. We need that kind of mind right now to manage this incredible crisis that will be hitting us. Then we're also going to see inflation and hyperinflation. As we're adding the trillions every so many months and we start printing currencies, the inflation is going to continue to rise. No matter what they say, it is going higher. And so if there are things you want to buy, maybe it's a good idea to get it now and then start getting your debts down and preparing for what is coming. Because if they don't manage this right, which I'm not so sure they will, hyperinflation is going to be on the docket. And at that point, we're not buying anything. You'll be focusing on food and the basic survivals. And then there's, of course, there's going to be political unrest. We're already seeing that all around the world. Not only are they bringing in mass migration into Europe, the United States, you're seeing riots, especially in England and Ireland and Bangladesh just got overthrown. The youth are tired of it. The youth are like, wait a minute, what happened? Where's the American dream here in the United States? All around the world, the youth are like, you are all burning down our houses and you're destroying our ability to have a financial future. That's why I think the interview with Elon Musk and Donald Trump hit like a billion people, and they found the largest part of that demographic was 25 to 35 year olds. They should be concerned because they're the ones who are going to pay the price for all of the debt and spending and credit expansion that the West has done. And then on top of that, we're going to wars, and now we're allowing Ukraine to go into Russia. That is what I call the setup. It's either that or cyber pandemic or another biological weapon. Something's coming because they need to blame something on the collapse that is in front of us. The data shows it. So you got to be very careful when you're listening to mainstream because they're not there. So with political unrest, you're also seeing what? Social unrest. That's happening right now around the world. And our media is not doing a very good job showing it. They don't want you seeing the instability that's being created all through the world, South America, Europe. It is there. And they don't want you knowing it. More migration and no border controls. This is all Klauerpiven. It's about bringing in chaos, designed to bring chaos to the nations, destroy the nationalism, destroy the identity, and have it so chaotic that we will beg the government for a central solution, which will, of course, enslave we the people, especially if we go to a CBDC currency, which the left, and I know Biden made it clear he was doing it. I know, you know, cackling Kamala, she is definitely going to, because they're just what you call, I don't know, what are these? They're the ones behind, they're the puppets, right? They're not the ones calling the shots here. But the bottom line is, it's all about chaos. And if we go very clearly, there is one choice. The left wants to go into digital currency, which will be programmable. They will be able to tell you what you can and cannot buy and when. And if you don't think so, you better take another hard look and do some study, because to me, that is the pivot point of this election, where Donald Trump has made it very clear he will absolutely not do that. If we have to do some form of digital CBDC, fine, for government payment systems and such. But we, the people, still have a right to hang on to our cash and our freedom. But they're doing it now. Now, then you'll see further geopolitical conflicts way beyond what we see now. This stuff should have never happened. We should never have gone into war with Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine has been begging to do this. And this has all been pushed by the deep state and the global cabal. And it's both sides, by the way. It's not just Democrats. There's definitely neocons in the Republican side, too. And it's all happening through Europe as well. So Israel should have never happened. None of that should have been allowed. But I do believe, as we see geopolitical conflicts increasing, this is where it gets a lot messier. And if China decides this is the time, we better just take Taiwan now, when they control all the microchips, boy, is that going to be a big mess. And then, of course, there's shortages of products, food, everything, especially things like pharmaceuticals. You know, most of our psychotropic drugs, depression drugs, antidepressant drugs, all of this comes from China. So much stuff comes from China. So important right now that we build relationships locally for food supplies, eggs and meat and things that we can buy locally. Hook up with people who can build, who know how to use mechanics and fix things. We are going to see a shortage of products like you cannot believe, especially especially if we get into a greater war. And then eventually, an implosion of major parts of the financial system will be at the end of this, because that is the ultimate design, I believe, to take us into this one world order control, into a digital ID, digital currency, because the system is done. We have already spent trillions and we're getting way beyond our measure. And why do we know we're at the end of this? It's because of this. The BRICS expansion. And this map isn't even updated to new countries that are going into it. And they will be controlling the world economy and trade. And we know it because they're focusing on gold. Central banks are reaching up to 71% of their gold allocation. They know it's a strategic asset. Why we know gold is going to go to stratospheric heights, because they're going to use it to offset debt. And that's a really big deal. So we are definitely at the end of a time and season. And what comes, we just have to pray and hope that it's something that includes all of us. And with robotics and AI coming down the line, it's going to get a lot more difficult. And so we're going to have compassion. We're going to have to look after one another and take care of one another, because we are definitely going into times where we need to be responsible with our finances, be responsible with what we're doing, and just be prepared. And again, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just a cycle in history that I call a fourth turning event, especially here in the United States. We are either going into a full global control, communist style, total behavioral control system, or we, the people in the world, will remain free. But I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of hope for that. We're going to need a lot of God. And remember, he gave us the authority to get it done. So we, the people, have to just say no. And we need to take charge of our future. And it starts in the community. And so one step at a time, do not be afraid of it. Just be prepared and start the conversation. Definitely, especially at Cornerstone, you'll have great conversation. They understand the dynamics of the world. It's more about just getting you properly in place, and have emergency food. If you don't, go to Heaven's Harvest. They're just a wonderful food company, but just have backup just in case the turmoil gets to be a little too much. You don't want to have to be running around looking for supplies. So until next time, remember, this isn't about being afraid. I sometimes get bothered that I have to even talk about all of this, but this is what's happening. This is what's going on in the global economy. We are going through a magnificent transformation. It's just a matter of transform into what? And it's up to we, the people, to make sure we maintain our freedom in order to prosper, build wealth for our family and our generations to come. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.